The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everybody. Glad to have you back. I'm here with Elizabeth Ten Houten. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Byron.
You are the fantastic author of a wonderful book called Beautiful Skin, which is tracking over 75 antioxidant-rich recipes for glowing skin. Love the concept. Fabulous.
Thank you.
A copy of your book in front of me here. Really exciting stuff. Tell us about the book and tell us about making our skin better.
Well, yeah, no, I love the concept because I've always loved antioxidants, and then when you realize the incredible value that they have for attaining beautiful skin, you love them even more. And that's the main focus in my book is that you can have the antioxidant-rich recipes that you can eat so you're nourishing your skin from within, but I also incorporate topical, all-natural beauty recipes that you apply topically so it's really beauty from the inside out, you know?
Interesting.
And so basically, antioxidants are responsible for preventing free radicals from oxidizing, and that's what's going to slow the aging process and prevent disease. And the critical thing to know here is that the human body is not capable of producing our own antioxidants. So because of that, it's essential that we incorporate them into our diet. And everyone wants to look young and pretty, so this is the way to do it, you know?
Very much no. Can you talk a little bit about where you researched and found the correlation between ingredients and antioxidants and then somehow bringing it together to food that tastes incredibly well? Tell us about the research that went into the book.
Thank you so much. Yes. Well, aside from just researching what antioxidants are, the value that they have, there are very specific vitamins and nutrients and certain key ingredients that have specific qualities that target your skin health. And there's, for example, I have one of my favorite antioxidant-rich recipes from my book it's my favorite at the moment, is the Dover sole with carrot ginger puree. And I guess that's a great holiday recipe, too, with the ginger. But basically, the carrots are really strong in vitamin A. And that's important because vitamin A vastly improves the quality of your skin. In fact, lacking vitamin A in your diet can actually worsen acne. So that's something we want to pay attention to when you're eating for beautiful skin. The ginger itself eliminates gastrointestinal stress. It's even anti-nausea, really eliminating toxins. And part of my research was finding what I developed as the top five beauty food groups. And those I'm thrilled to get into if you like.
Please.
I've got your berries, which you've got high antioxidant value, again, helping to counteract environmental damage, fighting free radicals. And they're naturally occurring in berries, antioxidants are, which helps maintain beautiful, healthy skin. Another key food group for beauty is your seeds, nuts, and sprouts. That's your vitamin E, rich source there, helping skin retain moisture, minimizing premature aging, wrinkles, all wonderful stuff for beauty and health, which I believe are synonymous. So then you, of course, want to pay attention to your fish, which you've got your omega-3 fatty acids, and also zinc. Zinc plays a key role in the production of skin collagen, which keeps skin elastic and youthful. And the beta carotene in salmon is widely known as what gives your skin that peachy complexion. So you can actually see the health and the beauty simultaneously on someone's face if they're eating a diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Then, of course, you've got a couple more food groups. We've got the dark greens, which, again, vitamin A. That's what I had mentioned before, where you've got carrots. And those are actually your dark oranges. So you've got dark greens and dark oranges included in that group as well. And, you know, vitamin A contributes to new cell formation, and that's another aspect of why it keeps your skin healthy, your hair shiny, and the iron keeps your eyes bright. So you really want to incorporate that for beautiful big eyes, no under-eye darkness. And then, you know, lastly, I've focused on the whole grains. Again, rich in vitamin E, but the grains are also a potent source of the vitamin B complex, which maintains skin's moisture, and actually it releases the energy from our food for skin metabolism. So that basically translates as it acting as a potent detoxifier. So those are like the foundation of what I've done all the research for the reader, so they can go through any of my antioxidant recipes, and this is like the foundation of why I've chosen the certain ingredients that I have in each recipe. They all translate to beautiful skin.
Now, I want to ask you a little bit about hydration.
Yeah.
How it relates to the skin, particularly, and even the digestion process and all the other fun stuff going on with beautifying your skin. Can you talk about hydration?
Absolutely. You know, hydration is a really key component for beautiful skin, for health. It eliminates toxins. You always want to stay hydrated because water is a life source, and it's the most important thing that we have that can really clear our entire body of any toxic pollutants, anything that's environmental pollutants. You can see it can be revealed, you know, most obviously through peeling or cracked lips. You can have a flaking of your cheeks. If you're dehydrated, you know, you're going to see it in your skin. It can even lose its natural healthy color too. Sun damage. All of these things are reasons why you need to really sort of, as I say in my book, become a water connoisseur, you know, and sort of acquire the taste for drinking water. And you can make it fun for yourself. You can throw in some strawberries and oranges or lemons at the bottom of your glass of water and make sure that you're drinking enough so that you can make sure you've got, you know, your skin is cleansed. It's really key to a supple, clear, dewy complexion. You were asking more specifically about water, and it's 90% of your blood and 75% of your brain and muscles, and that's what water constitutes. So, you know, this number substantially drops as we age. So we want to make sure that we're feeding our body water just the way we feed it oxygen. It's really that critical.
Can you talk a little bit about dining out and how you scan the ingredients of dishes that you're considering eating related to healthy eating for your skin?
It's an excellent question, Byron, because we all at some point we're going to eat out or we're going to order in, and we're going to be faced with not knowing exactly how the food is prepared. So the one thing that I love to do at a restaurant is you ask how the chef prepares the food. How is this prepared? Are there certain seasonings that you want to know about? You can always request to not have it in any butter, or please don't cook this in butter. And because a lot of things in restaurants, that's what they do that makes it taste great. So you want to try to teach yourself to acquire the taste for the purest, cleanest form of eating. And you can, you don't have to compromise flavor at all. As you know, I've got lots of flavorful, delicious recipes in my book. And I think that's the important thing. I always try to get a side dish of a vegetable. And if they always say, would you like it steamed? Would you like it sometimes sautéed? Sautéed, I don't know how they're sautéing it. When I sauté, I just use olive oil and garlic. So maybe some shallots. I'm thinking of spinach right now. But I probably have to tell you what I'm thinking of sautéing. But if you're, you know, in a restaurant, just ask for it steamed plain, and you can sort of be in control of what comes out on your plate. So you don't have to completely be totally surrender to what you read from the menu. And that's an important part of dining out, I would say, is take some control for what you're going to put into your body, you know? You can always ask for if there's fries, you know. If you really want some fries, don't put any salt on it, you know. Just, you can improve little ways as well, you know. Potatoes are good for you.
Micro steps up the ladder to health. Let's take a quick break, everybody.
Yeah, I like
right
that.
Back to, we'll be right back after the break. Just right back at you.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
Think about it. You work so hard with your existing clients. How much time do you have every day to recruit more clients, expand your business, and add more value to your service? Let WebmasterRadio.fm do the work for you. We're the premier business-to-business on-air and on-demand podcast network with shows like SEO Rockstars, SEO 101, and SEM Synergy. We can tailor an ad campaign that includes 30 seconds every hour and a 30-minute special every month, plus the banner ads and links you need to reach our built-in audience and our legions of loyal listeners and podcasters. What you charge in hours for service is all it takes to get started on the fast lane to growing your business. Contact sales at webmasterradio.fm for consultation today.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2011 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 28, 2011. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry today into the Web Marketing Association's 2011 IAC Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Elizabeth Ten Houghton, who, by the way, has such an illustrious career. We want to ask you a few more questions about your other career points. You were you're first of all a former model, also editor-in-chief of Celeb Life magazine. Tell us about that. Can you talk with us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, I would love to. I am the editor-in-chief for Celeb Life magazine, and it's not a gossip magazine, despite the misleading name you might think that. It's more about the philanthropic endeavors of celebrities and high net worth individuals alike. And I really enjoy being the editor-in-chief and contributing my article and thoughts and to the magazine, because I care about charity, and I'm big in the animal rights community, huge supporter, and so I get to sort of cover a lot of my charity events that I'm part of or attend in the magazine, and I love it. I get to write about what I love, so it's great. And I also actually have a column in the Beverly Hills Times magazine. It's called Natural Beauty with Elizabeth Ten Houghton, and it's a monthly column, and I get to share my beauty recipes with you know, the readers, and I, every column I highlight a beauty recipe and an edible antioxidant recipe. So that's a lot of fun for me.
Good stuff. Tell us
I just like to write.
Well, it just, you know, just a completely interesting take on your focus and animal rights and wellness and making life better and food, particularly as it relates to skin. So really fantastic, you know, a journey in life. We're happy and honored to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about luxurious beauty recipes for indulging yourself.
The way you said that. Yes. You know, what is more indulgent than having a spa experience at home? Because if you think about it, you can listen to your own music. You don't have to, you know, go from one treatment room to the next or anything. You can sort of be your own loungy self and set the stage. You can have your candles burning with the fragrances you like, and you can enjoy it on a whole other level, I really feel. And you can make all the ingredients yourself. They're so easy to whip up. I have numerous recipes in my book, Cooking Well, Beautiful Skin, which is available on Amazon or my website. And the sea salt scrub is like my top favorite right now. I kind of go through phases where I'll focus on one or the other, but that's a really luxurious spa indulgence, if you will. I like the way you said that. You mix coarse sea salt, and that's going to function as an exfoliator. It's going to remove dead skin cells. And you mix it with almond oil, which helps the skin retain its own moisture. And I just mix about 1 cup of the coarse sea salt with enough almond oil to create a grainy mixture. If you want it a little bit more coarse, you can add more sea salt, less almond oil. That's particularly good if you're going to kind of massage the heels of your feet, which kind of take a beating, especially us women in our high heels. But you just massage it into your legs and use it as a body scrub, as to sort of you can actually get a closer shave too because you're exfoliating. And it has the interesting health benefit, skin health benefit of simultaneously exfoliating and moisturizing. So I like things that kind of have the dual purpose, you know? Kind of like my whole little mantra. The book is, you know, it's dual purpose. You're eating inside and you're putting beauty recipes on the outside. And I just love the whole full circle dynamic, you know, because everything's about balance and you want to have everything complete. And, oh, I should say this sea salt scrub is best if you are taking a bath because it's just easier to distribute. And also the rubbing in a circular motion, it's excellent for your circulation, which is really the number one fighter of cellulite. There's a million products on the market. You can go and buy anything you want, but the things you do for yourself that have the natural ingredients that you know exactly what's in them and these other techniques that you can help a wider array of issues at once. So it's valuable.
I wanted to ask a question on behalf of my son, actually, who has acne.
Yes, love it.
What he has some acne, you know, teenager, classic example, 15 years old. How can we convince him that diet is probably having an impact on his skin condition?
Well, no, it's
and
a really...
And what are some of the highlights that you have found in your experience with that challenge?
Well, here's the first thing that comes to my mind is the fact that, yes, hormones... Absolutely, and genetics are also contributing factors to acne, and that's why teenagers most often they have their, you know, cystic acne or breakouts because they are going through a hormonal change in puberty. They're teenagers, and even adults later in life can experience the same hormonal shift with adult acne. So there's certain things that are typical and that you want to expect to happen, but we cannot deny the critical component that diet plays in affecting our own glow and our own complexion. And that's a reality that science and the beauty industry collectively agree on. So I would say there are some things like, for example, I think a lot of people, you don't want to tell your child, you know, you can't have any chocolate. Chocolate's going to make you break out. They may not want to believe that chocolate does not actually make you break out. It's, I believe, the milk, what the research that I've come across, the milk, the dairy in the milk chocolate that does. So if you want to maybe introduce to your son or for other parents, your listeners that are having this issue, you can introduce them, have some raw dark chocolate. You know, because that can be a really fun snack. And if he's going to go out with his friends, maybe they're going to go on a hike, you could throw some trail mix, throw that in, you can sneak it in his food, you know, and kind of introduce it as a new kind of way to eat chocolate. So there are alternatives that can help improve, because actually chocolate, raw dark chocolate particularly, is very high in antioxidant, and it's great for your skin. So, and it's a pleasure you don't have to, you know, put aside just to cook for beautiful skin. It's right there in my book as well.
You put together some great beauty tips, and I wanted you to take the last few minutes just to buzz us through some of these great beauty tips that you have for the audience.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, a lot of people, women, men, have the problem of the under eye area getting a little puffy. That's just so common. If you're, you know, eating something with a little bit too much sodium in it, maybe you'd wake up the next day, your eyes are more puffy than normal. A great quick, like a beauty quick fix, I guess you could call it, would be to take some grapes frozen. And I just keep a bag frozen. Actually, I like it as a snack as well, the Concord grapes. And if you take a washcloth and you place one grape, it's perfect size for the delicate skin under your eye, and it's frozen, so the cold is going to do the same effect as an ice cube, except it doesn't melt, so it's not going to make any mess and melt down your face. And you can damp some cool damp water, damp in a washcloth, just hold it in place, and just kind of lean your head back 15 minutes, deep puffing your eyes, and the cold from it, again, it causes the vasoconstriction, which is going to tighten up the blood vessels and restrict the inflammation. So that's another thing. If you've got dry skin, you can use olive oil as a great moisturizer. You can also use it as to shave your legs. That's a little beauty quick tip there. If you've got kind of red or irritated skin, actually, soaking a cloth in cold milk is really great for this. It's soothing. It soothes the redness in your skin. It has, the reason why is because, if you're interested, it has the alpha hydroxy acids, which is a cleansing aspect, and the beta hydroxy acids, which is an exfoliant. So that itself is just really healing to some irritated skin. And you know, you can, if you want to have, if you have oilier skin, you can add lemons, actually, are a natural astringent. And if you wanted to just make your owner, you could mix, just squeeze a lemon into a bowl, add an even ratio of water, soak a cotton ball and kind of pat it on your face. You could even get fancy and put it in a mister spray. It actually smells really pretty. So there's a lot of wonderful. I have a ton more in my book, and again, I want to say it's available on Amazon, and it's there, just a ton in there. So those are some great ones that come to my mind right now, right away.
It's just great to, these were really fantastic tips. Believe me, we have 120,000 tips on Life Tips, and these are great tips. So
yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to mention one more tip, just because
sure.
I was thinking about your son was talking about that.
Teenagers,
they also, you know, the acne. Apple cider vinegar is so amazing for acne. And it's a good thing if you can get your teenager, and we should all drink it. Actually, I'm not just trying to focus on teenager, just since you had asked that. Just drink a shot of apple cider vinegar. It has digestive improving qualities. It's just, it's like magic, this stuff. You can dab it on a pimple, and it's wonderful for acne.
Interesting. How often would you recommend doing a shot?
Every
a shot
day.
A day?
I know, is that funny? I said a shot. It's cute, but it's true. It's great. I thought of doing this, I was like going to, you know, oh, I'll pour myself a glass of apple cider vinegar and I'm going to, you know, see how I feel, and it just burns. I was not prepared for the small amount you're supposed to drink. I really chugged it. I was like, oh, no. So,
well, it's been great having you on the show. Really, really
thank you, Byron. Really a pleasure to be here.
How can people, you know, get a hold of you or reach out to you or connect with you, even if it's just Amazon buying your book? How would you like for people to connect with you?
Yeah, of course, like you said, it's available on Amazon, and also my website. I do have a newsletter that I send out every month. It's a beauty bulletin, and you can certainly submit comments to my website. That will reach me. I love connecting with people, answering questions about all areas of, you know, beauty and skin health, and you can learn more about what I'm doing, and I'll certainly be posting this radio show on my media page, so check it out. It's ElizabethTenHouten.com.
Terrific.
Okay.
It's just been, once again, thank you so much for being on the show, Elizabeth. Really great to have
you
here.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
May the book sell well.
Thank you.
Right on. Until next week, everyone, I hope you hear your life and your skin and your diet is a little bit smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.